You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are listening to watching the Financial Survival Network. I'm your host, Terry Lutz. Well, we got a PMI report on Friday, and that's the Purchasing Managers Index. And hey, I think that you could probably get more inspiration on Skid Row in Los Angeles than this report. But here to opine on it is our good friend Russell Stone, and you find him at ScrantonFG.com. Russell, great to have you back on the show. So what about this PMI report?
Well, it's like a lot of the information that we get, where is it coming from and what is the motivation behind it? So the PMI report, it's a mixed bag of what they want you to hear and a little dose of reality. So, you know, they want to skew it so that it's more towards optimism. So the optimism really doesn't really show up when you break down the numbers. Manufacturers are struggling across the board. We look deeper into the numbers, and there's a lot of misdirection in numbers, particularly in the jobs reports. The PMI report is another example of that. They'll focus on the one sector that is doing a little bit better, and then they'll ignore all the other sectors that are struggling. RV sales, car repossession, stuff like that. The dollar, the currency, is another area that nobody even talks about, but they should.
Correct. What about the dollar?
That's the one area, Carrie. If I had to say one thing that people need to focus on and really ignore all the other stuff, it's the dollar and the de-dollarization of our currency. And it makes total sense what's going on if you look at it from the street as opposed to looking at it from the book smart point of view. Think about this. We're $32 trillion in debt, right? Right away, that tells you we're in trouble. We've already defaulted. Has anybody ever talked to you about this, that we've already defaulted on our currency when we stopped using gold to back it up?
Sure.
At one point, Peter Schiff brought out in his most recent podcast that if you took $35 into the U.S. government, they were obligated to give you an ounce of gold. But that's not the case anymore. All right, now we have nothing back in our currency. And you can't blame the rest of the world for getting a little bit nervous. And that's why you see the BRIC dollar being formed. You're seeing Mexico pulling away from our own dollar. You're seeing Iraq pulling away from the dollar. There's lots of reasons for the world to pull away from our dollar, but yet you don't hear politicians talking about it.
Yeah, well, until the crisis hits, and maybe it's the plan altogether, but until there's a crisis, our politicians are useless. And then when there's a crisis, they're dangerous, right?
Here's the problem, though. Some crises, it's too late. Think of the Titanic, right? After they hit the iceberg, was that the time to figure out that they should have had a slower speed or a different course? Our country is on the wrong course with our dollar and our monetary policy. The interest on the debt is $1.2 trillion. We can't even fathom that, all right? Terry, do you remember back in the last election cycle, and even the one in 2016, the presidential cycle, do you remember any of the debates where they ask anything about the debt or the interest on the debt?
Yeah, nobody cares about that stuff. It's for economists to worry about and financial advisors like you, Russell.
All right. Now, remember, the few politicians that were cornered and asked about the debt, do you remember what their responses were?
Something probably the effect that we owe it to ourselves.
That's one. And I still can't. I actually had two state politicians in Connecticut throw that at me in a meeting not too long ago, and I was aghast that they believed that couldn't even work. But what I'm pointing to is when they were cornered was they would sit there and say that the interest on the debt is less than 3% of our gross domestic product, and therefore, it's fine, we got this. Never ever thinking that at some point in the future, interest rates would go up. And now they're going up, and they're going to keep going up. They're not going to start going down. There will not be a Fed pivot.
You don't think they can pivot? What choice do they have when the economy starts to crumble? They're going to make a choice, aren't they?
They're going to make the choice, but they're not the ones driving the interest rates. The market drives the interest rates. And Robert Prechter from Elliott Wave Theory, they put out a great chart, and I can't really say if that's their chart or somebody else's, but I read it in their publications all the time. And it shows clearly that the Fed follows the market. They don't precede the market. And what will happen when fear of default enters into the conversation and you see big defaults on corporate bonds or municipal bonds or anything like that, the fear of default is going to raise the risk premium. So that's an important distinction. The Fed thinks they can pivot. They don't understand that the market will determine whether that they can pivot or not.
Okay. So assume this, so they can never go down. How high are they going to go?
Well, if you go back to 1981-82, interest rates went to 16%. Ironically enough, 39 years before that, 1942, they were at 2%. 39 years later, after the 1982 peak, 2020, they were at 0.05, I believe was the lowest. So 39 years up, 39 years down. We have a long ways to go. I don't know how high, but it's going to go higher, without a doubt.
Uh-huh.
So it has to go higher to break the back of inflation. It has to go higher.
Right. You can't keep us in the lurch here. Give us a guess. How high can it go?
I believe the 10-year will go over 10%.
Really?
Yeah. And that'll raise the eyebrows a lot of people, by the way, but history is on my side.
Will that collapse everything? Is that what we're looking at?
Yeah. They'll collapse a lot of junk bonds. It'll collapse a lot of banks. It'll collapse a lot of stuff. This is a credit bubble of massive proportions. That's why the fiat systems, a simple study of fiat currencies tells you that we're at the end of the cycle. Before us, it was Great Britain and then France and then Spain, Portugal, the Netherlands. Not necessarily that order, but going back to 1450, the average lifespan of a fiat currency is 94 years. We're at 102. We began the fiat currency in 1921. It was firmly established in 1944.
Right. Okay. So it's hopeless. Then what are you supposed to do here?
Well, it's not hopeless because, quite honestly, you kind of want this system to run its course because it's out of gas. You go back to 1913 in a dollar. Would buy, a $20 bill would buy an ounce of gold. An ounce of gold and a $20 bill would each buy a nicely tailored suit. 110 years later, the gold still buys the nicely tailored suit. The $20 bill buys the socks, right? So the system is done. The Mexico peso has been devalued by 99.4%, right? Our dollar has been devalued by over 97%. So there's no more runway left. We have to reintroduce a fiat system, not a fiat system, but a gold-backed system, gold and silver-backed system going forward. We have to, because the rest of the world's going there. Russia's already there. The BRICS system is going to be backed on commodities, gold, silver, oil, whatever the country can bring to the table is what's going to back that currency.
Well, look, if we do that, then the politicians will never voluntarily agree to do this here, Russell. You know that as well as I do. It will be the last gasp desperation, and the entire world will have to do it. China and Russia don't want to do it either. Nobody wants to do it because that is giving the power to the people through sound money. It stops the financial games or dramatically restricts it. So to think that anyone is going to do this voluntarily, the Russians, Chinese, BRICS, nobody wants this system. So they're going to try to, in my opinion, come up with another system based on SDRs, whatever it is.
Yeah.
They'll de-dollarize, whatever. It's not going to work, but they're going to do it because they don't want to turn the power back to the people.
But they do want to turn the power away from America. And the one currency system doesn't work anymore. So the SDRs make sense if you're looking at it just a system that makes sense for the whole world. You have 28 countries into one basket of currencies creating the currency reserve. That makes sense. The problem is can be held together. I don't think it can be held together. So they have to come up with a better system that is more stable under different geopolitical circumstances. I don't think they have it. The central bank digital currency that they're trying to push down our throat, I would liken your viewers, go and watch what's going on in Nigeria, because they have the central bank digital system in place, and it is not going very well for the citizens of Nigeria.
Yeah, well, Nigeria is Nigeria. But look, you know, during this whole inflationary wave, China has outinflated the U.S. by many, many multiples, 10 or 20 to 1. And what you're saying of going on a gold standard is the end of the CCP. So they're not going to sign their own death warrant, which means that there's going to be an event that forces the world to do this, if indeed it's going to happen, which
I figure that out. There's a lot of smart people that have run us into the ground with $32 trillion in debt, people that have much better degrees than we do.
Those are the people that scare me, honestly.
They are. Well, yeah,
they're the ones that got us into this mess.
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Osino Resources is a Ross Beattie-backed gold exploration company in mining-friendly Namibia. Osino's district-scale land package is situated near two producing gold mines, one of which Osino's management team previously developed and sold to B2 Gold. Osino's founders and management are experienced mining professionals who have already successfully developed and sold two companies in the past 7 years. Osino has an excellent shareholder base with Ross Beattie owning 20%, insiders 5%, and resource capital funds 8%. This is an exploration company with drills turning that you'll definitely want to pay attention to. Osino trades in New York under the ticker OSIIF and in Toronto under the ticker OSI. To learn more, go to osinoresources.com. That's osinoresources.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
Absolutely. And they don't really care about too much more than themselves first. It just breaks my heart when I see what's going on in our own government, how our politicians are just throwing us under a bus. They have no loyalty to this country. They have no loyalty to what this country is capable of doing. It's frustrating. It's very, very frustrating.
Well, I'll go back to what my law partner used to say when we practiced law. I am a recovering attorney. In fact, I'm America's top recovering attorney. But he used to say, Kerry, the situation is hopeless, but never serious. You know, it's always been hopeless. It always will be hopeless. Somehow humanity manages to move forward. And while I totally agree with what you're saying, I don't believe we're going back to a gold standard. I just don't believe it. I'd love it for it to be, because it will re-empower the world's population, but I just don't believe it's going to happen, because the politicians are not going to allow it, and they'll watch the world go down the tubes before they actually go to that extreme. They just won't do it. I mean,
I do believe at the end of the day, Kerry, that there's more light on the horizon than what people realize. I just think that we're going to go through some very, very difficult, rough waters that is going to take some of that control away from the politicians. You know, they're going to go up against a wall where the government, the Federal Reserve can't function, or the Treasury can't function because of the massive amount of debt. There's right now, think about Swiss Credit, the second largest bank of the world, is just about out of gas. There's a massive run on their banks of $100 billion leaving the bank. They don't have many days left. What's going to happen when they go down?
Yeah. Hey, look, I just think you say there's a light at the end of the tunnel, Russell, but that light at the end of the tunnel could be the train coming right at you.
That's easy to understand, but I believe that people are waking up. I've been around the country a lot. I've been talking to a lot of people, and there is a motivation of the everyday person to get out there, go back to their school boards and get out of the school boards, to get back into local governments, to call their senators and congressmen. There's a hunger out there to fix this, because right now we see how broken it is. And I think it's good news. I'm optimistic. I'm just scared for what is coming at us, both in the stock market, the bond market, and the currencies.
All right. Well, hey, here's the way you beat them. You live your best life. You do the best you can for yourself. Treasure each day. And that they can't take away from you. Easier said than done, I know, but I've been doing it for a while. It works for me. It'll work for you if you do it too. In the meantime, so you just go buy gold. Is that it? Gold and silver?
No. Right now, I have a rope-a-dope type strategy where right now I use a money market account that only holds U.S. treasuries, right? So for liquid money, for bank money, that's my go-to, is to send people into that money market fund. Buy silver before gold, because you can buy 80 ounces of silver for every 1 ounce of gold, and own physical silver. If you have IRAs, you can buy physical silver in IRAs. You don't need to take unnecessary risk. If you actively manage your own money, make sure that you understand that the markets have a lot further to go down. They're not going to be rallying up this year. We have another 30, 40% to go down in the markets. This is no different than 07, 08. This is no different than 29. The reasons are the same: overuse of credit and an overall negative mood in the society. Cash will be king. Prices are going to go down, not up. Right now, they're going to go up, but they're going to be forced down from the lack of demand. You already see it in the car industry, the RV industry, boats. You see all these major industries that are just struggling to find buyers. And it makes sense. People are tapped out.
Well, you're just a bundle of inspiration today, Russell. Man, I'm sorry I woke up today.
But Kerry, sometimes things have to break before they get better. We're at that point. And if I wanted to cheer people up, I'd be in a different industry. Right now, this is just reality. And people see this. Churches are filling up because people are being drawn back into a relationship with their God. Good things are happening around the world for good reasons.
Why don't you become a happiness coach and just concentrate on the bright side of things here, Russell?
I would probably go hungry if I became a happiness coach based on what I talked about.
Interesting that you mentioned that, because I'd met somebody who was a happiness coach and she was in fact going broke. Like, you can't peddle happiness. You gotta peddle hopium if you're gonna peddle happiness, right?
The world's been through tough times before, and they always manage to escape it, just like you said. And I agree that there are good times coming at us, and there's a better economy, there's a better government. I think a lot of the corruption is going to get purged out. I think this has been on the way for a while, that this purging process is already underway. But we won't know it until we see it. And until that time, people just need to cash is king, reduce their exposure to the market, get some silver. There's great places, vendors to buy silver from. And it's not a hard thing to do. We buy it all the time here for clients.
Yeah. You're not talking like a financial advisor from Wall Street. You're talking like a doomer here.
Not a doomer. Think about it. You know, what holds value better than gold? What is our paper dollar worth? If you study what's going on with our currency, Kerry, then what is our currency worth? What backs our currency? Saudi Arabian oil. And $32 trillion to debt. I wouldn't be too comfortable with that.
But the full faith and credit of the United States government is behind our currency. Shouldn't I be happy about that?
No, you shouldn't be. No, but you shouldn't be.
It's the government. It's the U.S. government. They wouldn't lie to you, would they?
No, they have a perfect track record never lying to us. So.
Right. Yeah. So I kind of take the Alfred E. Newman approach here. Remember him from Mad Magazine? What? Yep. You worry?
Yeah. No, learn from our mistakes, even worse. All right. No, I just think we're at a crossroads. America wakes up. They want their constitution back. They want their country back. They want their schools back. And they want their kids to be raised in a school environment where they feel like they're going to be taught something. Reading, writing, arithmetic would be a good start, and then go from there.
Yeah. Well, that old joke. By Jackie Mason, said when he went to school, they got homework. Now the kids get condoms, right?
Yep. Yep. And a gender identity.
Yeah. Well, you need that.
I know. There's only 61 different types now.
Yeah. You're talking a lot of blasphemy here today.
I know.
Really?
I'm going to get canceled or you're going to get canceled.
Well, they've been canceling me for years already. The algorithms are my enemy. But nonetheless, a lot of truth to what you say. Russell, how do we contact you? How do we get in contact with you, connect with you on the web, get your information, your work? How do you do that?
The web's the best source. You can find out what we're doing here. You can find a little bit about me and where we're at. We're always adding to our website. But, you know, scrantonfg.com is the website. Very simple. We reside here in Connecticut. We have a radio show locally, but we're visible And we're part of a bigger entity too that teaches, you know, safe money management, income management. So it's a good environment to be in. There is going to be great opportunity once we get this credit bubble under control. At the bottom of it, there's great opportunity. That's the exciting thing. You know, this is going to be June of 1932, Kerry. So,
all right. Well, I'm ready. I'm ready. I hope you all out there are ready. If you got a question for Russell, shoot me an email, kl@kerrylutz.com. Make sure you go to the site, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Sign up for your free newsletter. And hey, write your comments on the YouTube channel below. Russell, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for stopping by today.
Thank you, Kerry.
Thanks for listening to Kerry Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.